listening to the Curls and Courage podcast.
I know faking it gets exhausting. Here, we keep it real. What's up, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Curls and Courage podcast. I hope you're feeling absolutely blessed and, of course, making those gains. For those of you who don't know me, I'm your host, Kinsley Meeks, wellness entrepreneur, fitness coach, bikini bodybuilder, and digital creator here to inspire you to live boldly and unlock your highest physical and mental potential. Super excited for today's show because this is the first time that we are filming in the studio. I feel like I've been talking about this forever on the podcast, but let me tell you, building a studio in your apartment is just not that easy. But you guys know, again, we're an entrepreneur, right? So we got to get it done. I swear, when we were building out this studio, I probably went to Ace Hardware, I think 4 times in the span of like 3 hours. Like, I swear, by the 4th time I showed up, the manager probably should have just like given me a membership at that point, but I'm glad that we have it built. Thank you guys for tuning in, and make sure if you are watching on the YouTube format, be sure to like and subscribe to the channel. Let me know what you guys want to see next. Hopefully you like not just hearing my voice, but also seeing my face a little bit too. Process again was difficult, but I'm glad we got it built and super excited for what's to come with the show. So what is today's episode all about, though? That's what I want to go into. I took a poll on Instagram a couple of days ago asking you guys what you like to hear about, what you wanted to see next. And the highest votes were for story times and for motivational like type pep talks. So that's what I wanted to bring you guys today. I'm bringing the stories, but I'm also bringing the motivation. And of course, keeping it 100% real as always. Okay, so I can truly say I have so many stories to share. And I love story times too. They're interesting, right? But every story comes with a purpose, okay? I don't just tell these stories to have you guys listening to something. I want to be able to connect with you, hopefully inspire you, hopefully give you some encouragement, and of course, give you a fresh perspective as well, and remind you that there is meaning in everything that we go through. So if I can help anyone not make the same mistakes that I've made through my 24 years of life, that's what I want to make sure that I'm doing. So, you know, when you have good people, a good environment, good things around you, but you just don't feel aligned, you know, it's time for a change. I feel like you really have to have the courage enough to go with that feeling, right? But the thing is, when I first moved to Miami, or anyways, before I moved, I was thinking like, I'm gonna be out here living the dream, like small town girl moving to a big city. But let me tell you, it was more like mental boot camp. With a side of heavy lifting and some very aggressive Spanish music, I'm talking, Dame más gasolina. Y'all know what I'm talking about if you're from Miami. No lie, within the first few weeks of moving, I got ghosted by clients, lost $2,000, had my car towed like it was literally a sport or something. I got locked out of my own apartment, nearly scammed and attacked at least 5 times. And then my health started spiraling. Miami didn't just test me. It honestly threw me into the fire. We'll get into some of that later, but I just want to talk about the mindset that it takes to have before you make some major change, right? Because truth is, before I moved, I got a little bit delusional, and it absolutely changed my life. And I'm not talking about fantasy or fairy tales, like I'm no Cinderella, okay? I'm talking about the kind of delusional confidence that it takes to build something from nothing, to believe in yourself when there is zero proof, to walk into a room like you have already made it, even though you're still building in silence. Before I moved to Miami, I want to talk about what my first networking trip looked like. I knew that I needed some sort of strategy, right? I needed a little bit of a plan. I feel like being spontaneous is good to some extent. You know, sometimes you're just at the right place at the right time, and that's awesome. But for the most part, if you establish some sort of a plan, you're going to just be more successful. Life is all about preparation, okay? So I knew I needed 5 things before moving to the major city. Number one, I needed some sort of a way to make money, because at this point in my life, again, I was working at fast food. I was working at Fusakli's, Chili's, Sonny's. I didn't have a lot of money, okay? I was personal training also on the side, but, you know, we weren't balling at this point. So had to have a way to let the finances come together. Second thing I needed was a place to live, somewhere to stay. Third thing I needed was a support system. Fourth, I needed a plan. Okay. I needed to know how I was going to get from point A to point B. And then lastly, I needed just mental readiness. Okay. So what did I do? First thing, I found a way to make money. When I was on this networking trip about 3 months before I moved to the city, I went to literally every gym possible and I just started selling myself is the best way to put it. I'm like, look, I'm going to be the best trainer that you've ever seen. I'm coming from Alabama. There's going to be no one like me. I'm going to be able to help this gym and get all these clients. I had to really sell myself, but it was not easy. Before I moved down here, I went to at least probably 7 gyms in the span of like 3 to 4 hours. And none of them wanted to hire me, literally zero. I ended up getting an opportunity to work as an independent contractor in the Panorama Tower, which is where I still work now. It's a small, more of like apartment gym here in Miami, but it's awesome because I'm able to bring in any clients and it's really brought me a lot of opportunity as well. But it was risky because when I was offered this position as an independent contractor, again, all I really had was a place to train clients out of. I wasn't being offered clients. I wasn't being offered any sort of stability financially by any means. All I was being offered was a place that I could train clients out of, but that was good enough for me. I was ready to go. Second thing, again, we talk about I needed a place to live. So before I moved to the city, I didn't even get to see my apartment like face to face. I saw it through a tiny FaceTime. It was going to be like a 400 square foot apartment. But again, that was another thing where it was like, hey, like, let's go. I want to move down here. It is what it is. I thought that I could afford it. So I basically had to sign a 6-month lease and pay this up front. So this was like $12,000. It was crazy for me because I probably only had like a good $5,000 to $10,000 left. So it was definitely pretty scary making this commitment, but I knew it was what I had to do and I was taken care of, right? The next thing I needed was a support system. And I've talked about the value of a strong support system in previous Curls and Courage episodes, but you know, when you have people supporting you, when you have a community, it's not only going to make life more fun, but also I just feel like it really helps you when you're going through hard times because you may be resilient, you may have good mental strength, but having someone there again to pick you up when things just get rough is always helpful. The next thing I needed was a plan, right? And it didn't have to be the best plan in the world, but just something to keep me going, something to get me through. So I remember specifically writing down Miami plan / important dates and timeline. I wrote this down. I wrote down my goals. I wrote down how I was going to attract clients. I wrote down how I was going to get around, ways to network, important people that I wanted to put myself in front of, and of course, where I was going to work out, because you guys already know we always going to get the gains. You need something to guide you when things get hard, even if it's a rough plan. And the last thing I needed was just mental readiness, okay? I told myself no matter what challenge, no matter what obstacle I go through, I will not give up. And I think having this mentality is so important. I didn't care if I had to wake up in the morning and do backflips for money at 5 a.m. I didn't care if I had to walk 10 miles to get to my first client. I would make sure that was the best damn backflip I'd ever hit. And I would make sure that was the best damn training session that that client had ever had. Okay. And yes, I may have had multiple breakdowns in my 400 square foot apartment, but I would get right back up at 5 a.m. and start hitting them backflips again. So your mindset really is the most important thing. Before you make any significant change in your life, you just have to be mentally ready, okay? It may be challenging to leave your friends, your family. What was once familiar to you is always going to be extremely uncomfortable, but you have to have the courage to leave. And that's step one, okay? You have to be a little bit delusional. You have to believe in yourself and have the confidence to step out into the unknown. So we talk about having the courage to leave, but the courage to stay when it's hard, that's when the real growth happens. So I want to talk to you guys about Miami mental boot camp per se. When God said humble her, Miami said, all right, bet. So let's talk about one night where I almost fully lost it over a roach infestation in my house, but not really. You know, when you have multiple things just compiling up and up and up, and it's like just one more bad things happens and you just absolutely lose it. But it wasn't because of that one thing. It was because of everything compiled in that one day or in that one moment. And this is exactly what happened to me. But when life keeps giving you L's, like, what are you going to do? Are you just going to take the L or are you going to take the W and keep moving forward? So here's the breakdown. I'm not a big crier, okay? I'm not an emotional wreck. But on this night, the Miami streets, like, they got me too good. I was mentally unwell. Just for a little bit of insight, about a year after moving to Miami, that's when this Friday was going to happen. That's when this Friday occurred. And I'm going to take you guys through kind of morning, afternoon, and night, which night was the worst. At this point in my life, I was mentally just not doing good. I'm talking about I had crippling anxiety, I had really bad depression, and I had hormonal issues. So, you know, when your hormones are out of balance, especially the female, we're talking estrogen, progesterone, and even testosterone too as a female. Yes, it's not our main sex hormone, it's males. However, if you don't produce enough, you're going to feel like shit. You're not going to have any energy. You're not going to feel like yourself. So because of these hormonal issues, it was definitely contributing to worse anxiety and heightened depression. But it was also just feelings that I had after moving here that I had never really experienced. I'm used to being a really happy, really go-getter type of person, you know, very outgoing, but I was just at my worst. I mean, I couldn't really eat. I really didn't sleep at all. I had major insomnia. I was pretty much running off of caffeine, cortisol, and like a little bit of hope, but not even much of that. My face covered in acne. I mean, every morning I'd wake up and find a new pimple on my face like it was a toxic situationship. Like, hey, baby, I know I said I was leaving, but surprise, here we go again. We're back. My face was like a Domino's pizza, literally. My body ached. I was in constant pain, probably because I didn't have enough rest. And I was taking a lot of different medications at this point to better my depression, to better my anxiety, to better my acne that just made me feel super weird at times and also super fatigued and just sick. I was nauseous. I was throwing up every day. You guys get the point. But even though I was feeling terrible, I knew on this Friday I had to hustle because in Miami, you just got to make it happen, okay? But let me tell you, the hustle was actually hustling me. So I was training clients back to back as usual. I woke up on this Friday at around 5 a.m. My first client was at 6. Guess what happened? First start to the day, client doesn't show up, doesn't pay, just no show. I ended up never hearing from this person again. So I woke up, I was already exhausted, dragged myself to work. Again, first client doesn't show. That's $0 and a broken spirit, and it's not even 8 a.m. yet. So what I did was go through the rest of my day, the rest of my morning per se, trained a couple more clients, went back to my apartment, said, I'm going to take a little bit of break. I'm going to go to the gym, release some stress. So I get to my gym that I train at, right? And this is normally the best part of my day. And let me just say, if you do not go to the gym, please, you have to go. It will literally make your day at least 1% better no matter what you're going through. So I get to the gym, I have a pretty good workout. And like I said, no matter how bad I'm feeling, going to the gym helps at least a small amount. So I get done with my training session, try to hop back in the car, but guess what? There's no car. There's no car left where I parked it. So I'm thinking to myself like, oh shit, like someone stole my car completely. Like Miami is sketchy. There are people who will stab you in the back, steal your things. Like you just have to be on your guard. But I'm like looking around, looking for my car. I'm like, what do I do? Like, do I call the police? So this homeless man actually walks up to me and he's like, hey, little mama. And I'm like, hi, like, how are you? You know, what's going on? He's like, someone just took your car. And I'm like, what do you mean someone just took it? He's like, it just got towed. Like, you're going to have to call the police. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, at least someone didn't steal it. But like, I cannot believe this is happening right now. So my car gets towed. I have to go to the tow office or whatever it's called, get my car, pay $300 to get the car back. Okay. Then I get to my house. And at this point, I just kind of felt like, all right, this city is personally attacking me today. But again, I'm back at my house at this point. I'm trying to get mentally focused, getting back to work at that day. On that day, what I needed to do other than train my clients was just do things normal trainers do. Okay. I needed to create content. I needed to check in with everybody. I needed to handle some payments, plan my schedule, take some content, just a lot of different things. All right. So after I got all of this work done, I had actually planned to go out with a friend, which I had spent probably every night alone for the past year. So this is something that I was actually looking forward to. Nothing crazy, literally just hang out with a friend, not going out to a bar, not going to a rooftop or a club, just chill, like human contact, something to make me feel more normal and get my mind off of this really stressful day. And at this point, it was hard for me to even make plans with people because, like I said, this was not the normal Kinsley, not how I am now. I was really, really depressed and really, really just not feeling it. So anytime you don't even want to like get yourself up out of bed, the last thing you want to do is talk to somebody or try to make plans. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to force myself to do this tonight. It's been a year. I'm going to make sure I go out with a friend. But this did not turn out, of course, the way that I had hoped. So after I finish my work, I get ready to go. This friend actually lived pretty nearby, right? So what I end up doing is actually walking to their apartment because they lived really close by. So, you know, I get ready. I'm already, again, feeling pretty anxious, not feeling my best, but I give them a call as soon as I get to their apartment because, like, I'm ready to chill at this point. Guess what? They ghosted me, didn't even tell me not to come, didn't tell me anything, just completely forgot about me. I guess I don't even know. No, like, rain check, babe. No, hey, like, I'm sorry, girl, I'm not gonna make it. Just literally didn't even show up. I'm talking like even Casper the ghost would have sent me a text message. Okay. So at this point, I'm down. I'm down bad. Okay. I go back to my apartment. I'm feeling defeated. I'm feeling sad. And I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna, like, at this point, kind of try to calm myself down and go to bed. Of course, that's not what happened. The final straw was not, it just wasn't there. So earlier that week, I had had a little bit of issues with pests in my house. I know this is kind of nasty, but it's just the truth that happens. So I had seen like a couple roaches, nothing crazy, but like just one or two here and there. I killed them. I'd actually called a pest control service to come visit my house like a week later than what I'm talking about now. But when I got home, I ended up seeing a couple of these roaches. Again, just needed to give you guys a backstory. So I saw one or two and I'm like, man, I'm kind of like seeing a little bit more than normal. Like, this probably isn't good. So I'm trying to find like, where are these roaches coming from? Okay. So I move my fridge and what I see, like, this was so, so gross and so bad. I move my fridge and I literally see like a roach apocalypse. I'm talking like a roach family reunion with multiple generations. Okay. There were, no exaggeration, like 10 to 12 big mamas and like, I don't even know the number, probably like 100 baby mamas, like 100 baby roaches in my house. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is crazy. Like, I don't even need to be sleeping here. This is insane. My apartment's 400 square foot again. So it's like my toilet is on one end. My bed is like 2 feet next to it. So I'm like, this is just so terrible way to end the night. But at this point, y'all, I don't even have the energy to even like deal with this in the moment. I just took my bed, pushed it as hard as I could, like over to the very end of my room. I made my protein ice cream because y'all know we got to get that protein in at all cost. And then I just felt my emotions kind of start to scream at me. So I'm like in my bed alone. It's like probably 11 p.m. at this point, and I just started crying. Like, I just started crying, breaking down, bawling, like alone in my bed, just, I couldn't handle it. It was the final straw, but it was only in that moment. Okay. To wake back up the next day and do it again, because you guys know we stay resilient. So all I want to say is Miami will humble you, babe. You think you're that girl, and then suddenly your face is covered in acne. Your work is crumbling. You get ghosted by someone who you thought was your friend. You pay $2,000 for rent in an apartment that is infested with roaches. Okay. I had it. But here is what I learned from this night. This is why I tell you guys the story of my Friday trauma. Firstly, you do have to hustle, but you also have to take care of yourself in order to do so. What I mean by this is you cannot pour from an empty cup. If you're running on fumes constantly, it will catch up to you. Rest is not a reward. It's actually a requirement. And there are seasons of life where you just have to make it work. You have to run off of a couple hours of sleep. Yes. But this season cannot last a lifetime. And I think a year is really pushing it. Health and quality of life suffers drastically when you're just hustling 24/7. And you never take a moment to actually ask yourself, like, hey, am I okay? Like, is anyone taking care of me? You know what I mean? Second thing I learned from this night is sometimes being alone is a blessing. no one is draining your energy or your peace. People ghost when they're not meant to go where you're headed, and it hurts, but sometimes it's a shortcut to clarity. Rejection is not personal. Sometimes it's divine redirection, even if it comes with silence and very bad timing, like in my situation. You've got to get comfortable with being alone solo. Like, most of the time I'm on that Miss Independent. That's why I love her. I'm a terrible singer, but I'm into it. And sometimes I'm on that real Jason Derulo. I'm talking about, I'm jumping in my ride. I'm heading out tonight. I'm solo. I'm riding solo. I'm riding solo. You guys get the point. All right. Check out my next album. But no, you know, you have to be comfortable with being alone, and you have to know that that is okay sometimes. And it's much better to be alone than be with people who do not support you, who do not lift you up, or who ghost you. Okay. Do not be afraid to spend some time to get to know yourself. And then lastly, this situation really taught me if you ignore small problems long enough, they will multiply. Metaphorically and reality, when we talk about the roaches, whether it's your emotions, your job, your relationships, or your boundaries, if you keep pretending that it's not that bad, eventually it will be, okay? So stop pushing things back and just deal with the problems that come up. Unless you want a roach housewarming party like I had. The lesson is behind this story of moving to Miami on this night, this Friday, trauma again. Courage is not always loud. It's silent at times. It's choosing to show up and get clear on who you are and what you stand for. Honestly, if delusion got me to Miami, I will say audacity is what kept me alive and what still keeps me going. Being bold, having the guts to continue to move forward even when things get hard. So to tie it all together today, the pre-move, the move, we're in that 305 energy. Don't be afraid to have the courage to make a move when it's time, and you will fill that pool. You just can't be afraid. Secondly, do not give up when that big change comes with many challenges, when it hits you in the face multiple times and drags you down. Have the courage to not only move, but also to stay. Stay delusional, babe. Stay in the ring and just keep fighting. That's all I have for you guys today on this story time and more motivational based episode. But before we end today's show, I want to take a question from a listener. If you guys do have any questions that you want to send in, the best way to do that is through Instagram DM. You can always DM at YoItsKenslow. That's at YoItsKenslow on Instagram, or at Curls and Courage Podcast. I always keep the questions anonymous and am happy to help in any way that I can. So, question for today, this woman says, "Hi, Kinsley. I've been on a super restrictive diet for the past 3 years of my life, overtraining like crazy and in an endless cycle of yo-yo dieting and undereating. How do I rebuild my metabolism after years of dieting and restrictive eating?" So I've been there and I totally get it. I think there's a couple things that I can tell you. First thing is you need to understand what actually happened, like what diet did not work for you and how specifically are you overtraining and undereating, because long-term dieting, especially when you're in these severe, extreme caloric cuts, will slow your metabolism down. So girl, you got to make sure you're not doing that any longer. Second thing I would say is just be patient and be consistent. So rebuilding your metabolism, unfortunately, is not an overnight fix. It's not quick and easy. It takes time for your body to trust that food is consistently available again after you've been just saying, hey, like I'm not going to eat for a really long period of time. Focus on well-balanced meals. You need a good amount of protein, fats, and carbohydrates. Especially protein is super important. Obviously, I stress this a lot, but it's the basic building blocks of your muscle cells. Eating enough protein is going to help support muscle building, and it's also going to help boost your metabolism. Next thing, strength training. You guys know I have to say it. Rebuilding your muscle through weight training or resistance exercises is also going to help boost your metabolism. So please get in the gym at least a couple times per week. Train hard, train heavy, put that work in. Avoid swinging back into restriction is another thing. It's going to seem tempting because it's going to take a lot of time, as I mentioned, for your body to respond to actually eating normally again and not overtraining. So you're going to be tempted to go back into old habits, but just know that all good things take time and you have to be patient. Next thing I would say is try to manage your stress. Try to get enough sleep. When you have really high cortisol, which is your body's main stress hormone, it sabotages your metabolism. And again, from this story, you guys know that I've suffered with very high cortisol, and you've got to take the time to just relax, to chill sometimes, to get enough rest and to prioritize that. And then last thing I would say is work with a coach. If you're someone who needs accountability, if you're someone who needs guidance, like you really don't know what to eat, you don't know how much, you don't know how much training is enough or how much is not enough, right? I definitely recommend hiring a coach, a trainer, a professional, a nutritionist, even a mentor, someone who can guide you and help you on that path, give you the accountability that you need. And with that being said, if you guys are interested in one-on-one training or nutrition coaching, I am more than happy to do that for you. I am accepting online clients, super passionate about helping others, and would love to help you in any way that I can, whether it's building muscle, whether it's bettering your metabolism, losing fat, gaining muscle. I'm here for it all. The best way to reach me is to send me a direct message at those Instagram accounts that I mentioned earlier, or shoot me an email at kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com. That's kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com. We'll set up a consult, we'll talk goals, and we'll get you started, okay? I want to thank you guys so much again for listening or for watching today's show. I hope that it gave you a little bit of motivation to keep showing up. And of course, I also hope that it just made you smile, made you laugh a little bit, because low-key, I think I'm kind of funny. If you did enjoy the episode, just a couple quick things. Please rate and review the podcast wherever you're listening. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, it's super easy. You just have to scroll down, give the show 5 stars, tell me what you thought about it, tell me what you'd like to see next. Again, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Let me know what you want to hear. Let me know what you want to see. And then you can also catch the podcast on WDJY 99.1 FM every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I will put that link in the episode show notes. I appreciate your support again so much. I will talk to you guys again next Thursday. Sending you nothing but blessings this week. I hope you continue to have the courage to keep doing the hard things. Keep your health a top priority, and always keep the vibes up.
Appreciate y'all. Bye.